And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. I'm Kevin Keith. We are going without Jamie Blacker this week, but we do have Don Stock here in the studio for a live edition of Inside the Huddle. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Ken?
Doing good. I'm Kevin. Yep.
I'm all right. Ken.
Ken's doing good, too.
It's early in the morning.
Yes, that's all right.
Had to score some scores last night as in the Sagamore Conference. Tri-West beat up on the Hot Dogs 55-6. Danville 14, Lebanon 13, Southmont 14, North Montgomery 12, and Western Boone all over Crawfordsville last night 49-0. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference, a game that you could watch on Hoosierland TV, the Clinton Prairie Gophers 34, the Bulldogs of Clinton Central nothing. Sheridan beats up on Tri-Central 54-7. Carroll beats Taylor 48-20 in Eastern 49-0 over Delphi. The only score we'll hit a couple scores in the Hoosier Conference. Western Panthers, who we now kind of help out on TV a little bit, still looking for their first win of the year, getting beat by the Red Devils of West Lafayette 47-18. The Central Catholic beats up on Northwestern 42-13. And Tipton beats Twin Lakes last night 34-31. In the huddle, we have head football coach from Clinton Central, Tracy Rosa. Tracy, man, I'll tell you what, your team starts out with one of the toughest schedules, I think, in the county. You take on a 4A school in Frankfort and a county rival there, come back and play Sheridan, a top 10 team in 1A football, and then end up playing last night a 14th ranked team in 1A football in Clinton Prairie with 10 of your 25 athletes as freshmen.
Yeah, we're young, and you know, yeah, it's a tough schedule, but you got to line up and you got to play them. And it doesn't matter who's over there. You know, it's going to be some growing pains. We're seeing improvement every week. I know that the score looked a little bit worse than what this game actually was last night. And I am proud of my boys. That's all I can tell you. I'm proud of my boys.
Yeah, and you should be. I think that the score 34-0 was not indicative of the game at all. The ball game was a very good football game. And you know, I talked to you before the ball game. You said, I think we can run a little bit against these guys. We're going to find out. And your opening run was very good. And if you could have punched it in, I think it makes a different ball game last night.
Oh, I mean, it would have put us up 6-0 with the extra point conversion, 8-0. And it could have made a big difference. But you know what? That's the game of football. If you don't finish and execute on every play, and that's what we're still working on, is that consistency. You know, but we've shown that if we are doing what we are supposed to be doing, we can be effective.
Well, I'm going to turn our thoughts now towards your quarterback, a freshman, Creed Menon, who I thought played very, very well last night.
Creed is growing into the position. You know, it's his first start. He got a good amount of work last week. He had a couple of drops. I mean, that opening one, you know, would have been up over 100 yards passing if we held on to it. And you know, that's the way it goes, unfortunately. But he kept his composure the whole game. I kept checking on him, and you know what, he had the look in his eyes like, coach, get out of my face, I'm okay. You know, instead of, hey, you know, as a freshman out there, I'm always trying to give him encouragement and calming him down. And he's just like, get out of my face. I am ready to play. Leave me alone. So, and he proved it. Same thing on defense. You know, we worked with him all week long on a certain technique, and they went after him last night. Prairie did, and he broke up three beautiful passes. So that we've got improvement working.
Yeah, the first pass that he threw, I thought was a completion. It was an out. I believe that it was Pratt who was on the other end of it. I think it was.
Yes, it was.
And he runs an out, and it was a ball thrown by Menon before the out was completed, and the ball was spot right on, and it was a bang banger as far as catch or no catch. But when he threw that ball, I thought, man, we're in for a good one tonight.
Well, we were in for a good one, and you can say it was bang bang, not certain, but on film, he took four steps with the ball, then went down. To me, that's a catch. The ball rolls out of bounds, you know. But, hey, you know, we didn't get a break all night long. So, and why we're on that point about not getting a break, you know, the officials, they do the best job that they can. And I love our fans. I love our fans' enthusiasm as far as supporting our players. But I do have to ask that if our fans can stay off the officials. They should know by now that I am going to be letting them know as a former official. And when I'm talking to them, they kind of realize when they're wrong because they know I know that rule book and I've been in their position. So it just doesn't look good for us when our fans get to the point where they're really attacking the officials on a call. Let me do my job, and fans just cheer and root and give encouragement to our players.
Good point, and I know that in most before most high school athletic events, that kind of rule is read to, hey, try to enjoy yourself and let the games be played. That's one of the reasons why you're having a difficult time finding officials, because a lot of officials don't want to put up with all that. Well, let's also talk about Leo DeLeon, man. He played a yeoman game last night.
You know, Leo had to step down from the quarterback position to let Creed have the chance to play and grow with us for the betterment of the program. He became a captain because of that, and he's played hard. And the biggest area where he made a turnaround was on defense. He was involved in 19 tackles last night. We had Amron Barrett, Nate Wells, Kale Allbaugh, Leo, Ethan Walker, and Hayden Pratt, all with double figures in tackling. And that was a big emphasis we put on this week in practice after the Sheridan game. We had so many missed tackles. The first two games, we had one player with double digits. You know, to have that many, it's taking place. You know, small little adjustments that we worked on, but it's starting to get there. So I was proud of all of them.
Yeah, it's funny. All the names you mentioned are the names that I've kind of have circled, because we called their names out a bunch, and one that you kind of missed was Mr. Allbaugh there. Kale Allbaugh was pretty excited about some of the things he got accomplished with last night also, weren't
you? Yeah, I didn't miss him. He was third on my list. You just didn't hear that one, Don. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, Kale is the lifeblood of our team. If Kale is on and playing, we just step to the next level. We just need the consistency there. But last night, we got a lot of consistent play out of him.
So, could you go out to Clinton Prairie after getting, you know, beat by Sheridan, and you're going into a rivalry, another rival football game? Not hard to get your kids ready for that, what now is called the Corn Bowl game.
The Corn Bowl game, yeah, which I was unaware of until last week when I walked into the studio and, you know, our Prairie guy over there, you know, had to kind of rub it in on me with it. You know, and I saw the trophy. You know what? It's a nice little trophy. It'll be great for us to have it here next year, because they're going to have to bring it over. The true matter of fact, if you want to know, is we didn't have room on the bus to take it home, but they're going to have to bring it to us next year when we play them at home, and funny. Then it'll just stay at Central for a long time.
you gotta love the rivalry. Well, you lost a player last night, a big player, out for maybe a little while. And that would be Mr. Brandon Primo last night.
He got actually hurt. Blaine, his brother Brandon. Brandon, we lost preseason to a season-ending knee injury,
yep.
and Blaine's a young sophomore who's really worked hard in the weight room and everything. Initial report I got last night was it was a dislocation, not a fracture, and a specialist was going to be looking at it today. So, you know, my prayers are there for him that he's okay. But again, you know, then we had to make all kinds of shuffling on both the offensive line as losing our center. And he was our nose guard. And, you know, before he went out, they were not moving the ball. You know, it was a 6-0 game when he went out. And we started having to make a bunch of adjustments there. I even had a young man who's been working as a linebacker, and all of a sudden we got him playing nose, and he's looking around, and the guy next to him's trying to tell him what to do in between each play, and you know, that give them credit. They figured out where they could hurt us, and they just kept going to the well.
Well, I thought your freshmen played really, really well. I know we talked a little bit about Creed at a quarterback position. Sometimes he played like a veteran quarterback. Sometimes, most of the time in passing and the speed of Prairie coming through, we talk about the speed of the game. I don't think that the average person out there realizes that when these freshmen step onto the varsity field, they're just not used to the speed, and then the speed gets quicker as the level goes up, right?
Oh, absolutely it does. You know, do a simple test right now, Don. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. The ball's not away. You're getting hit, you know? And that was a slow 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. So in the mind of a lot of young kids or inexperienced kids, that 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 becomes 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. You know?
That's true.
But again, as I mentioned, throughout the game, things started to go better for him, and he started to understand it. And that's just something that, you know, with all of them all the way across, it's just growing pains.
Well, you get to go back home, right? And you're playing Frontier.
We get to go back to the dog pound against Frontier and the following week against Taylor. So, you know, it'd be good to get in front of our fans.
Yeah, I you know, they're doable games. I mean, you got to feel confident about your schedule now and where you head. Anything that you want to talk about that I didn't bring up about your team?
Well, you know, other than the fact that I told them this week, you know, we could end up this regular season at 7-2, or we could end up 0-9. It's all based on those little things. And if we correct the little things, we can have ourselves a really nice season heading into the tournament. And, you know, our sectional does line up fairly favorable, except for the fact that Prairie's there. So I hope they go the other direction and somebody knocks them off. If not, you know,
exactly right.
But if not by then, we're going to have some experience when we play them next.
Yeah,
as well. You know, so that's a positive there. You know, I guess we're running out of time, so I do have to get this in really quick, though. And this is just going out to all of our alumni. On September 30th, our last home game of the season against Carroll, we want to honor and do a tribute to Coach George Gilbert, and we're asking all of our alumni to come on back that night. Shoops is going to be doing a hog roast tailgate prior just for our alumni, and afterwards, the Angry Donkey's staying open late so we can all gather there and continue to tell stories. And we just want everybody who can possibly come out to honor Coach Gilbert to be there that night.
Man, and please do that. George is a well-known coach. He's one of the only coaches in Clinton County that has won the state football tournament. And he is a well-loved coach and teacher. Carl talked a lot about him last night as a history teacher, and it's just going to be missed. He's a great guy, and he brought a lot to the county. So get out and support and be there for a guy who gave it all for all of you as former athletes, players. So get out there and support that on the 30th. Coach, thanks for stopping in. We'll talk to you next week after your win against Frontier.
Hopefully it's after a win. Yes, this is getting really old, that walking off the field and having to shake hands with a coach who's beaming. I want to be the one beaming next week.
Well, Coach Byers will be in next from the Frankfort Hot Dogs. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.